After fighting a two-year-long anti-Ethiopian insurgency alongside other Islamist groups, the faction representing the Islamic Courts Union says it supports Islamist leader Sheikh Sharif Sheikh Ahmed's new role as president of a Western-backed unity government being formed in neighboring Djibouti. Speaking to the media, Islamic Courts Union spokesman Abdurrahim Issa Addo praised Sheikh Sharif for helping end Ethiopia's military occupation in Somalia. Addo says he is the right person to form a responsible government based on Islam. Addo says the courts welcome Sheikh Sharif's election as president because he can be trusted to form a good government that will implement and uphold the Islamic Sharia law. The Islamic Courts Union endorsement of Sheikh Sharif is not unexpected. Its fighters are considered mostly nationalist, and they have been supportive of Sheikh Sharif, who was the ICU chief in 2006 during the Islamists' brief rule over much of southern and central Somalia. Neighboring Ethiopia, with U.S. approval, ousted the Islamists in late 2006 and replaced the courts with a secular interim government. Last June, Sheikh Sharif enraged hardline Islamist leaders by negotiating a peace deal with the Ethiopian-backed government during UN-sponsored talks in Djibouti. The move divided the Islamist opposition, and many Somalis feared that Sheikh Sharif would be on the losing side for reaching out to the West. That is because few believe that Ethiopia, as part of the peace deal, would withdraw its forces from Somali soil and allow an Islamist-led unity government to be formed. The biggest threat to Sheikh Sharif, the al-Qaeda-linked al-Shabaab group, continued their fight against Ethiopia and the government, regaining control of most of southern and central Somalia. But the departure of Ethiopian troops last month prompted clan elders and influential clerics to call for an end to the insurgency, which has killed more than 16,000 people and has left more than 1 million people displaced in Somalia. The leaders urged Somalis to support Sheikh Sharif, who is now being seriously viewed as a peacemaker. In addition to the Islamic Courts Union, Sheikh Sharif also received an endorsement from Al-Sunnah Wal-Jamia, a long-established Islamic organization which has recently taken up arms to fight Al-Shabaab extremists. Al-Shabaab and other hardline Islamist leaders in Somalia have issued scathing criticisms of the Djibouti Accord and Sheikh Sharif, denouncing him as, in their words, a sellout who has joined the enemy. On Monday, one of the spiritual leaders of Al-Shabaab, Hussein Ali, reiterated the group's opposition to participating in Somalia's unity government. Ali says all Somalis are being warned not to support the efforts in Djibouti to form a government by, in his words, God's enemies. He did not say what would happen if Somalis defied the warning. Alicia Brew, VOA News, Nairobi.